We have lots of information, articles, videos, podcasts around information that is relevant to those ages in life. And there's a lot of transitions and a lot of changes that happen, you know, in that stage of life. So it's everything about going to school, going to college, getting a job, but then lots of information around mental health, physical health, sexual health, bullying, your rights, those rights entitlements change a lot in those ages as well. So there's a huge amount of information. We have over 3,000 articles, hundreds of videos. We also run a youth information chat, which you can talk directly to a youth information worker. I can talk more about that later. And we also have a text message support service as well that you can contact if you're in need of to talk to someone right now.
Yeah, so kind of a one-stop shop for everything that can affect teenagers and students in that kind of age range. But I'm just looking at your website here. How to get a good night's sleep is one of the big articles. And that's something that can apply to any mammies and daddies that might be listening as well. So, you know, there's a lot of good advice for any age group too.
Absolutely. And we take kind of holistic view on that as well, in that it's not just necessarily about getting a good night's sleep for a good night's sleep's sake. It's all about how sleep can actually affect your mental health. It can affect your physical health and how everything plays into each other, and it all affects each other. So we try not to look at things in too much silos, if that makes sense.
And what would you say is the biggest issue that's facing students and teenagers right now?
Well, it has to be education and the fact that schools are just back open, but there's a huge amount of change, and the amount of changes that have gone on in the last year, you know, studying and for accredited grades this year, I'm pretty sure they're called, you know, and if you want to sit the leaving cert and how that all works, you know, there's been a huge amount of change and transition in the last few years and really just trying to play catch up. It's been very, very tough for students, both, you know, junior cert, leaving cert and in college as well.
And we did speak to you in our first series of the show, which was right in the teeth of the pandemic last year. Thankfully, things are starting to change now with vaccines and falling rates and all that good stuff. So are you guys still dealing with the same issues mainly that you were before?
We're still seeing, you know, we obviously see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel maybe in regards to the pandemic and the effects, but we know there's going to be longer term, medium term, long term impacts on young people's mental health. Youth unemployment is still predicted to be very, very high. And so we want to support young people through that in the coming, you know, years to get back to where it should be. And then also just, you know, thinking about returning back to normal socializing, you know, the increase in anxiety around socializing, social anxiety, we're expecting to see that kind of on the rise, or at least a prominent issue in months to come as well.
And you've already mentioned that education is one of the issues that's affecting students at the minute. And it's an area where I'm sure they'd appreciate some guidance as well. So that's why we've gotten you on the show tonight to talk about the SUSE grant. On the 22nd of April, that's this coming Thursday, the application process for new applicants will open. Before we dive into that application process, can you just give us a brief outline of what the SUSE grant actually is?
Absolutely. So the SUSE grant can really help students with the cost of going to college. It's means tested. So means tested is a word that comes up a lot, but essentially it means that you do a test and they will decide if you kind of meet the threshold of, usually it's your, you know, your parents' income and a few other factors to be able to be paid that grant. You also have to be living in Ireland or the EU or the UK for 3 out of the last 5 years. And there's a couple of other pieces there and eligibility. What I will say is that the best way to figure out if you're eligible for it, SUSE actually have a really good eligibility reckoner, is what they call it on the site, that you can like click through, and it's very user-friendly. So I'd say the best thing to do is, if you're thinking about going for the SUSE grant and aren't sure, go to SUSE.ie, go to the eligibility reckoner and work through it there. And that'll give you a pretty good idea of whether you're eligible.
And I suppose in terms of the grant, the idea behind it is a brilliant one, because we know a lot of people are unfortunately priced out of higher education because of the rising costs every year. You've already mentioned the amount of youth unemployment in the country right now. And if you were heading to college this year, I'm sure you were probably planning on, you know, working in a restaurant or getting a summer job to help pay for your course. The restrictions might mean that this won't be possible this year. So the great thing about this grant is that it's a way of addressing the issue and giving people an opportunity to get themselves into education and hopefully onto a level playing field with everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. The grant is for students whose parents, essentially, or your income plus your parents' income if you are working, is under a certain threshold. And if it is under that certain threshold, you can get support to go to college, to go to third level. There is also a postgraduate grant as well. There's a couple of things that have been knocked off in terms of what counts as income. So, you know, stuff like the pandemic unemployment payment, that's not affecting the grant this year, essentially, for the postgraduate grant. There's things like that that have been kind of changed this year. But ultimately, if you're a new applicant, COVID-19 has not changed the process in a large way. So if you're worried about, you know, maybe you have an older sibling or someone you know who has applied for in years past, they should still be able to guide you pretty well in terms of how to apply and the steps that it's gone through, because it hasn't really changed a huge amount due to COVID.
And look, we know there's been a number of problems and then solutions when it comes to the Leaving Cert both this year and last. But hopefully, fingers crossed, that's all ironed out now. One question that a student might have, though, is with the current accredited grades system, what effect will that have, if any, on the SUSE grant this year? Is there any difference in terms of whether the applicant has actually sat the exams or not? If they've decided to go down the accredited grades route, will that make any difference to their application for the grant?
Yeah, no, it won't. You don't lose your entitlement to your SUSE grant. There's a number of things, announcements there, yes, around opting to sit the Leaving Cert examinations later in the year. And, you know, in terms of deferring courses and if you get a higher offer and that might change what you have in your application. No, it doesn't affect your eligibility for the SUSE grant this year, which is great.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. And look, it's another worry off the list, I suppose, for everybody, and every little helps. But earlier this month, the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, he did make some changes to the grant system. But most of those changes, or a lot of them anyway, were in relation to the postgraduates. Isn't that right? So those changes really won't apply to many of our listeners here tonight.
Largely for postgraduate students. So we saw an increase in the postgraduate fee and an increase in the income threshold, so putting up the amount that you would need to fall under in terms of to get the grant. And there was as I mentioned earlier, there was a few, they call them income disregards. So essentially kind of counting out certain forms or kinds of income that might play into the eligibility of the grant. Yeah, the main one that's relevant to kind of new referrals or new, you know, not postgraduate ones, is that if you received an approved offer, if you chose to sit the exams, you won't lose your entitlement. That's the main relevant one for kind of young people applying.
Okay, that's good to know. So as I said before, applications are open this Thursday, but is it a case of rushing to get your entry in? Should you go as quick as possible? Just explain to us a little more about the process of applying and, you know, does it take a long time? Are there many forms to fill out? That kind of thing, you know?
It takes a couple of months just to go through the system. I mean, there's a huge amount of people applying. If we think about every year, there's, you know, 60,000 people sit there Leaving Cert. So a decent percentage of those will apply. So there's a lot of applications to go through. Definitely start having a look early on. The deadline for the priority group. So if you want to be considered as a priority, if you're referring new, is the 8th of July. So you have two and a half months maybe to apply, but it's worth having a look, because you'll need to gather a lot of forms, you know, evidence of your parents' income, if you're working, if you've any kind of medical exemptions. You know, there's a few around if you are under 23 but don't want to be classed as a dependent, if you're, say, in foster care or estranged, or if you have a legal guardian. You know, there's so many variations, and it'll all depend on your specific scenario. So it's really worth having a look through. SUSE have a lot of forms like that will guide you through the process. It's quite good. So it's worth having a read through, taking the time. You don't want to be doing it last minute and going to your parents saying, I need such and such document on the night before, and they're kind of looking at you like you have two heads. So it's worth having a look through. But I would say first stop, it would be the eligibility reckoner to see if you're eligible.
Okay, brilliant. Yes. Yeah. So just to round up then, a lot of people who might be listening to this will hear that you have to fill out a lot of forms, and that might just instantly switch them off because that sounds very hard. But look, the message I guess we want to get out here is that, yes, applications open on Thursday, but it is worth your while taking your time, really, reading all the forms carefully, making sure the information is correct, because a grant like this is so crucial for so many people, and it is going to be a huge boost to you if you are heading to college this year. So look, if you do get stuck, there are the articles out there. People can help you if you do need a hand to get everything in order. That's the most important thing, is don't be afraid to reach out if you're getting swamped.
Absolutely. And there's a few avenues you can go down for that support. One is we have an article on it. We have a video on it. So you can go to spunout.ie/student-grant to see that information. And there's lots of kind of offspins from that article for specific situations. We have a frequently asked questions section as well. The second place I'll say, in between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday to Friday on Spunout, we have, as I mentioned earlier, a youth information chat service. So if you have a question about maybe your specific scenario or your specific set of circumstances, you can actually chat directly to a youth information officer at that point, at those times, and they'll be able to like answer your question with the power of their youth information knowledge or officer knowledge. And that's a great resource that can kind of answer your specific question about the CZ grant. And then I will say, like, yeah, it can maybe can feel a bit overwhelming. It's worth taking the time to work through it in a methodical manner. But if you are feeling a bit overwhelmed or a bit stressed with the exams coming up as well, potentially, it can be quite a hectic time and a stressful time. So if you are feeling a bit too stressed, we actually have a tech support service as well with trained volunteers who can kind of talk to you and help you to move forward feeling a bit better. So that's 24/7. Anytime you'd like to chat, all you have to do is text the word Spunout to 50808 and they'll get straight back to you and you can get chatting.